This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Linda DeFranco's with Cotton Incorporated.
Women's wear is a really important market for us because a lot of apparel goes into women's wear. So we want to talk about, for women's wear, different trends that are happening. For example, a lot of our, and this is a lot of consumer-driven trends such as more inclusivity in fashion, more inclusivity in ad campaigns. People want to see people that look like them. Maybe a model with freckles over her face, or an older model, or someone who is disabled. And this, as I said, is very consumer driven, and brands are sort of like embracing this and realizing this is a very important way to reflect themselves and reflect their brand identity. So women's wear being a big driver is so important to stay on top of how that market is feeling. And this is just a fun example of how, you know, we talked about how certain trends can affect every aspect of every market. This was a trend called Pretty Ugly, where the clothes are kind of a little, you don't know if you like them, like the croc, for example, is a little offensive in a way, but then how this sort of embellishment that was happening was really affecting everything from activewear to t-shirts to shoes, like this sort of orthopedic shoe was being embellished to denim. So we're going to talk about for women's wear, there is this definite borderline ugly trend happening where everything's embellished and everything's over the top, but it really is affecting every aspect of the market.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com.